A mass has been held for the Polish community living on the island of Jersey after six people were knifed to death at the weekend. Those killed included a mother and her two children, who are originally from Poland, her father-in-law, and two family friends. A 30-year-old Polish man, said to be a member of the family, was arrested on suspicion of murder. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the Catholic dean in Jersey, Monsignor Nicholas France.
I think it's taken everybody, well, obviously, totally by surprise. It's a sort of island where we don't have this sort of violence, and it's just, it's just unknown completely in the history of Jersey that such a thing should happen. So, yes, we're all in great shock, and, of course, the Polish community here naturally feels very bad about the whole thing, and they feel a sense of shame. They're taking it very personally, in a way, because they've only been here the last 10 years and have had good reputation. And, of course, it's a terrible tragedy, obviously, for this little family, but for the whole island. In fact, they could say, and I've been saying, that it's a wound to the whole community.
I mean, as you were saying there, Jersey is known for being a place that's certainly not very violent. Something like this must come as the community as a whole. It must come as a shock. And again, you have the communities within communities. As you were talking there about the Polish community who have obviously come to the island.
That's right. I mean, they're all scattered across, and we call them a community. I suppose the only really sense they have of a sort of a real connection would be our church, for whether they're attached or semi-detached, because not all of them come, but they come for various needs that they for the church. And we have a resident Polish priest here to look after them pastorally.
Just regarding this tragedy, what has happened, it concerns a family. A man has been arrested over this. Really, when it comes down to brass tacks, a whole family has been really destroyed by what has happened. It's a very, very sad event.
Well, for the ordinary people in Jersey, their children have been shocked by this and frightened by this experience. I mean, to have taken the life of small children is terrible. But yesterday I was saying to them that, and I said to the other media that it was the feast of Our Lady's Assumption, and therefore in our church we have a shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, who's queen of the Polish nation. And I said, just as people run to their mother in a time of crisis or trouble, so I hope that they will go to Mary, the Mother of God, in their troubles at this time and find consolation and help with her. And some of the interviews I did on television, I carried out next to the icon in the shrine at St. Thomas's Church.
It's at times like these, isn't it, where people turn to their faith, they turn to God, they turn to prayer, isn't it?
I think it is, and they want to express themselves. Ordinary secular people express themselves by taking flowers to the place of the deaths. Others come in and light candles, and we're hoping to have a very special mass here on Thursday evening at 7:30 in Polish and English to pray for them. And I'm sure people like the Chief Minister of Jersey and others will be there.
Has this terrible tragedy brought out a sense of solidarity in the people of Jersey?
Well, it does. I mean, just as the riots in England as well, I think it will bring out a greater reaction in the sense of a wake-up call to all of us to value what we have, to value our families, our relationships, to the relative peace and harmony in which the communities live. And in all these things, to appreciate better the dignity of the human person and just how precious life is.